Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I said, oh Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old dirty show T-ville, Psycho T have the latest. And the latest is we are live. Live on a thirsty Thursday. And it brings us here to Baytown. Buffalo Wild Wings. Shout out to Buffalo Wild Wings. Bud Light. The Bud Light girl is here. Give her a hand.
Alejandra in the building.
There we go. That's right. Good times to be had. She'll take care of you. And
come on.
Steph and the gang in here will take care of you here at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Look at Cap blushing.
There you go. Look at Cap over there.
Cap blushing, man.
Cap on the phone talking to nobody. Just over there just stunting on the phone. But A good time is being had out here. TV's everywhere. You want to watch the Rockets, Thursday Night Football, this is the best spot to get to. And if you're close to Baytown, bring your ass out here and have a good drink. What you got? Beer. I got a little something extra. Whatever you need, they
What'd
got
What you go
it.
With over there?
Got a little, you know, with a little crown. Little crown.
Little crown of Coke?
Little crown of Coke. Little crown and
You go Diet Coke or you go?
Zero.
You go zero? Okay.
Damn, right there. Right there.
Cap,
I'm proud
of you. That's only zero you need right there.
I'm proud of you, Cap. I add a little bit more in mine, but I'm proud of you, Cap. But come on out here and enjoy yourself. Have a good time. T-Mill's best bets coming up here in a bit. And you know, for the most part, he is killing those football bets. So stay tuned for that for your chance to win a little money in our final segment. Still got a chance to win prizes here. If you're in the building, grab a ticket, put it in our raffle box, and you'll have a chance to win coming up in this 5 o'clock hour. All right, Clint, as we look at the injury report right here for the Texans and the Cardinals, I'll go with the Texans here. The important ones here, the guys that did return, Clint, Danico Autry, this has been his thing each week. He doesn't practice the first day that they're in pads, and then the second day he jumps in. Woody Marks, they have him disclosed as a knee, but he returned limited in practice. There was some video there of him going. Azeez Trent Brown, they returned to practice, Clint, and they were full participants. Sheldon Rankins, I saw a report initially that Sheldon Rankins did not practice today, but it does. They do have him listed. They not only have him listed, they let him listed as a full participant. How about that? Justin Watson, Clint, full participant as he practiced today. He's been out. He was a full participant with that calf. We'll see what that means for them. But the ones that did not practice, Clint, Nick Chubb, Titus Howard, his is non-injury related, just personal. So I don't think that affects the game very much. And then Kamari Lassiter, who has that foot issue, if you remember last week, he didn't practice all week but still played and played exceptional in the game. Of those guys, and really it looks like Kamari and Nick Chubb, who's jumping out to you the most?
Well, I think Nick Chubb and Woody Marks being did not practice designation and limited designation, I think the running back room overall is something to keep an eye on. I don't think it's coincidence that they signed Schrader. I don't think it's coincidence that they fielded several questions about Dari Ogunbowale. And so the running back room is just something to keep an eye on. I didn't hear you mention it. I may have been a little distracted, but EJ Speed with a limited knee.
Limited. He's been limited both days.
That's one to keep an eye on as well. His role has expanded week after week after week, and he's become a pretty big part of this defense. And not that they could handle playing this defense without him. But he's become an integral piece, so keep an eye on him in a sense of whether he's going to be full go or not.
Yeah. Nick Chubb, the one jumps to me, as you said.
Mm-hmm.
This to me looks like I'm at the point now on a Thursday. I'd be more surprised if he was able to go on Sunday. Left the game, never returned with those ribs, and now has not practiced all week in pads. And I think that is a pretty significant thing, as we've talked about a bit, is I don't know how many guys, if there is no Nick Chubb, that the offensive staff trusts to be in the backfield and trust to get snaps outside of Woody Marks and Dari Ogunbowale, which means to me, when I hear that, it means to me Woody Marks even more. And he was getting – felt like, 70-80% of the carries and snaps to begin with here lately, even with a healthy Nick Chubb, and you would think that would probably go up a bit. And it's just concern, man. This is the biggest load that he has had to kind of deal with work-wise, and the hits he's taken and the way he's running so hard, and he's become a huge important part of this team. We'll see what they do with Nick Chubb. But, yeah,
that jumps out. The running back room as a whole, keep an eye on it.
Marvin Harrison Hill didn't practice back-to-back days for Arizona. Paris Johnson, he's going to be out. Their tackle as well did not practice. So those are, I think, the two big ones there to look at when it comes to the Arizona Cardinals, as they've got some guys dealing with some things too. So big one coming up, and we'll see tomorrow and learn more to see more about the Kamari Lassiters and the Nick Chubb.
Well, I'm going to tell you, one guy that was limited for them that has the ability, I don't know that he's playing every snap, but that the Walter Nolan kid. You know him from around here. I believe he was at A&M before he went to Ole Miss.
That's right, Tyler.
Yes, sir.
And he is a – I've seen highlights of him. Again, I don't know if he does it every play, but I've seen highlights of him. The future is bright for that young fella, there's no doubt. So – I wouldn't mind him being on the shelf with a bum knee this week if we could help him. I'd be okay with that.
Injuries have ate up his rookie season. He's really struggled with that. So that is the latest there as the Texans get ready to face the Cardinals.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, tonight the Rockets, they're back at it, and they will be home at Toyota Center to face the Clippers, and they've been one of the worst teams in the Western Conference. They got 6 wins on the season right now. They've got that drama with Chris Paul being traded and everything going on there and injuries. But James Harden, he returns back, and it looks like, with the exception of the guys who've been hurt all year, it looks like the Rockets will be full strength. They'll get Şengün back and the rest of the gang, and they'll take on the Clippers. And, Clint, this is one where it feels like the Rockets should handle the Clippers pretty well. This is one of the worst teams in the NBA so far to this point, and the Rockets should handle this Clippers
team. Well, it's one of those games that with Harden on the other side, there's probably a lot of Rockets fans that'll appreciate this one a little bit more than
– I was going to say, is there still juice – with that, when the Rockets play James Harden, especially when he comes back here?
Well, I don't know that there – I think for a select few, I think there's that take a little extra joy in beating James. I think overall, I think you know, I was not a huge James Harden fan, but I think the Houston, Texas NBA fan base,
the Rockets
whether you're Rocket or just an NBA, I mean, I think most of them are fans of Harden and probably overlook some of the you know, lack of performance in critical, in big moments, the antics with the weight and all that kind of stuff. So I wouldn't imagine there's many folks like Tyler in this world that get joy out of James Harden losing.
Yeah, Tyler, is this still juice for you?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When James...
No, not really. I mean, I don't want him to succeed because he's a turd of an individual, but no, not really.
It's just...
There it is.
He likes honey buns, man.
Honey bun eating son of a...
Just let it rise. 713-572-4610. Does it do anything for you? I remember we did this with DeAndre Hopkins, and there was a time about last year it was just like, it does nothing anymore when the Texans have to play DeAndre Hopkins. Have we reached that point with James Harden? I mean, would anybody even give a damn to boo him tonight? Like, I don't even know. It does feel like that is kind of going its course. The James Harden thing, but they'll get back at it tonight, and we'll see what this looks like. So Rockets, see if they can get a dub, get this thing rolling again. Coming up tonight,
I got to actually learn how to play basketball.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, we'll see and hear a lot of this tonight in T Mills Best Bets, but Thursday Night Football, Clint, and you can come on out here, Buffalo Wild Wings. TVs all over the place. I am surrounded by TVs. Lined up all around me, so you come out here to Buffalo Wild Wings here in Baytown and watch a little Thursday Night Football or the Rockets that we just talked about. But the Falcons and the Bucks, and Clint, this is a very important game to the Tampa Bay Bucks, and they were off rolling early. We saw them week two when they got the win. They got off to a fast start and thought they were going to run away with that division, but now they have the same record as the Carolina Panthers right now. And they have been struggling. They've had a lot of injuries creep up for them, but they're playing the Falcons, and they are such a wild card of a team. They're not going anywhere, but they do have weapons, and Kirk Cousins sometimes feels it at times, and you got Bijan Robinson, and the Bucs really need this game. I thought the Bucs were a Super Bowl-level team. That feels like that has changed up to this point, but they got to have this win at home against – against the Falcons.
Yeah, I mean, look, the Bucs have looked like a team that could win a Super Bowl early on and some of the things they were doing. But of late, I haven't kept real close tabs on the Bucs.
I think Mike Evans might be back, might have a chance to play tonight.
Is he
active sexual?
I think the defense is the part that's a little disappointing and has been inconsistent, to put it nicely, this year. So the offense has bailed them out in a couple of high-scoring affairs, but the defense has been the struggle. So we'll see. A scary team. I mean, they're definitely a scary team that can beat damn near anybody.
Yeah. No. Yeah. They are a 4.5-point favorite tonight against the Bucs. So that'll be a big one for Baker.
No, against the Falcons.
I mean, against the Falcons. The Bucs are a 4.5-point favorite in this game. So big one tonight for the NFC South, the worst division in football. We'll see if the Bucs can get a dub to take control of that division.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, the biggest story in the NFL, or I'm sorry, in sports really, was the Michigan situation. And I think there's multiple layers to this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.